Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Appreciate the songs tonight, encouragement in them. I was reminded in the song that Gavin was singing that regardless of whether he answers my prayer or not, I'm holding on. I was reminded in the scripture as he was saying that, it just came to my mind when Jesus asked the disciples, he said, "Will you also go away?" And they said, "To whom shall we go?" Let me be clear. He may answer my prayer, he may not. Makes no difference. I'm going on with Jesus. I already know, you see, who's going to win. I'm not changing sides. Not giving up. Not going back. No, even if he chooses not to answer my prayer for whatever the prayer is, doesn't make any difference. He's still Lord.
Amen. That's right.
And he's still the one going to take me through. There ain't anything worth giving up over. Nothing. Turn with us tonight to the book of Matthew, chapter number 2. Matthew, chapter number 2. I want to read the story tonight of the Magi, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. I love the whole discourse concerning these wise men, and it's an encouragement. So I pray that you'll give attention to his word tonight. Pray for us. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah art not least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Bow with us. Lord, open your word to our hearts tonight. We not take liberties that are not there. And I pray also that you would show us the closeness of what this means, that we may also, God, give glory and rejoice in our worship to you. God, as we humbly pray, and may your voice be clear, as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I can't preach at will, so just to be clear, just because I'm wearing a Christmas tie doesn't mean I'm preaching a Christmas message. As far as I'm concerned, they're all Christmas messages. They're all about Jesus. But he did speak to me today as we were talking in Sunday school, and I wasn't certain what he wanted to do with it, but as I continued to seek him this afternoon, he became very clear in the word, what he wanted to share. And I found such a a joy in this truth that I was so excited to get here with it. And I pray that he'll fill you with that same excitement. The story of the Magi, before we begin, I just want to make clear that I believe there was a great deal more to this. We only have what is recorded in those first 12 verses. But I believe that those Magi were men that had studied the Old Testament quite closely. They likely could have been some of the same trained under the tutelage of Daniel and those that would follow Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, all of those through Babylon who would have been captured in the east. See, not every one of the Jews came back. They were captive in Babylon for years and years, and many of them married, raised families, and lived right there. They never came back to Jerusalem. And so it's very likely, very possible, that these wise men that we're referring to were scholars in the Word of God, the Old Testament. They knew the prophecies. They knew them well. And so when they saw the star that day, a new star, their hearts, I believe, burned within them to know the truth of its origin, to know the one to whom it was created. And so as we think of this, I want to remind you that it wasn't just God moving upon wise men, magi, but it was God telling a story that would be told throughout the history of man until he returns. We still read this. We'll always read this as a reminder of the glory that was brought to us through Jesus Christ, his Son. But as we start tonight, I just want to make clear that this is an analogy. We're going to look at the star that was given to the wise men and to the world, and then we simply want to make some comparisons to the gospel of Jesus Christ with this same star. I find it refreshing when we look in the Word of God and it seems so clear that what one thing was meant as a clear truth is also a shadow of things also that are better to come. The Old Testament's full of those things, and I believe we find this here too. I'm just going to share with you some things tonight that I believe are great similarities to the gospel of Jesus Christ as we look at the star that was created that day, heralding, I believe, the birth of the king. Now, it's not always, and I'll get started here in a second, but often when we see it portrayed in Christmas plays, we see the shepherds coming forward and they find the babe, and the next thing you know, here shows up some wise men, and they're all gathered around, you know, and they're all gathered around the baby that had been born. It obviously wasn't that way. It's clear that in the visit of the Magi, that the star appeared the very day that Jesus was born. And they were some 800 miles away, approximately. They had a long way to travel to get from there to Bethlehem. So that's the reason that Herod inquired of them when they saw the star. Because then he knew that it had taken them some 1 to 2 years to make that journey and arrive into Jerusalem. And so when the wise men went back a different way, that was when Herod knew how old to choose the babies that would be killed, right? So he chose every child under 2 years, and they were all slaughtered. Now that's how he knew. And so we know that when the Magi found the Christ, he was a toddler. He was 1, maybe 2 years old at most. And so just setting that in order, let's make a few things clear, and I hope it'll be an encouragement to you as well. The purpose of the message tonight is an analogy of the star. The star that was created, heralding the birth of the king that God had sent to earth to be our Savior. But I want to compare it to you to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The star and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Number one, the origin of the star was divine. It had never appeared before. This was a new star. It was a star that shined and it captured the attention of those that studied the stars. To an innocent bystander, they may have looked and said, I've never noticed that one before. I must have missed it. But these fellows had not missed it. When they saw this star, they knew.
that God had done something miraculous. May I say concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ that it is divine. It is created by God, breathed by God, and given to you and I as the inspiration of God Himself. It is living word. It's not dead. Everything about it is miraculous. And when we look upon it, we find that its power is immense. And it's been made, not just for you and I, but it was made for the whole world. In the day that the star began, in that day that the Magi saw that star, and said to themselves, a new star has been born. A new star has been created. And as they thought about it, and they went back into the Old Testament and read from the 24th chapter of Numbers, the prophecy concerning a star. And when you read that section of Scripture, you'll see that the star is capitalized as if it within itself was divinity. It within itself was divine of nature. And so I believe today that the star that was born that day was declaring the birth of the Christ child, the King of glory. May I also say that the gospel that was given to you and I was divine in its creation. Its origin is miraculous. Everything about it speaks of God, the only one that could create such a book, such a gospel, such a word that had the ability to pierce into the hearts of all mankind was God Himself. Like the star, the gospel is divine in its origin, but not just divine. The gospel is something that everyone could see. Not only could the Magi see the star that day, but everyone around them could see. But just like everyone around us, not everybody, when they see the Word of God, are affected by its truth, are affected by its meaning, are affected by its purpose. The star had a unique and divine purpose. And as the Magi recognized its purpose, recognized its power, same as the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not hidden, as was said this morning. It's not done in a corner. Everything about God has been revealed to you and I, and it has been exalted and shared with the world. Have he not said in Isaiah, has the report not gone out to all men? Have they not heard my voice? Listen, the gospel today is available for everyone to see. Everyone can see. When the star shone that day, it was certainly available. It didn't hide itself from anyone. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is not hidden today. It's not hidden, but the truth is, there's so many understand it not. They have no idea what the gospel means. They have no idea what it stands for. They have no idea of its power, of its purpose. They have none of that in their own hearts. And just like those innocent folks that would look up in the skies in the day of the Magi, when they would look up and they would see that star and think to themselves, I've never saw that before. I've never recognized that before. Oh, how I wish that people could recognize that the gospel of Jesus Christ is still shining, and it is shining for all of men to see. They seen it not. And yet when we recognize the Magi having seen that star, they immediately associated the star with the biblical prophecy that a Christ had been born. The Messiah had come. A king had come. And knowing the scriptures, they knew that he would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. They knew that their trek, if they were to find the source of this star, would be in Jerusalem. And so the Magi, seeing the star, had a choice to make. It required faith. What they had to do was make up their mind of whether or not they would pursue that star, whether they would go to the source. Now, the star didn't lead them to Jerusalem. They knew where to go. They didn't need the star's direction to get to Jerusalem. All they needed to get to Jerusalem was faith. All they needed was the faith for them to decide they were going to make the journey. May I say to you that the gospel of Jesus Christ today requires faith. When you see the star of the gospel, it'll require on your part faith. The Bible said that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. May I say to you today that the star of the gospel is only received by faith. It's only accepted by faith. It's only received by faith. And these men, having seen the star, had to set out in toward Jerusalem, had to start a journey that would take them a long time. They had to do so believing that when they got there, they would find the king. The biblical truth of gospel given for us through Jesus Christ, his work, his birth, his death, his resurrection, all of these things pointing for you and I to who the King truly is. It required faith. It required faith for the Magi to step out and to take such a journey. And it requires faith for the poor lost soul to step out and make that same journey to Christ. It also involved obstacles. You'll remember when they got there that they went straight to Herod the king, assuming that if a king had been born, it was born to a king. They went to Herod and asked him, "Where is he that's been born king of the Jews?" And as Herod began to inquire of them, seeing that there was no king born to him, he inquired of them at what time the star had appeared, and they told him. They shared with him this truth. May I say to you today, there were obstacles for them. When they got to Jerusalem, there wasn't a king. When they got to Jerusalem, he hadn't been found. When they got to Jerusalem, their news was news to those hearing it. There was obstacles to their faith. Isn't there obstacles to everyone's faith? Every person, seemed I watched it play out this morning, there are obstacles to their faith. Their own pride gets in their way. They're simply unwilling to go and to kneel at this altar in front of somebody else, worried about what someone else might say or what someone else might think. When we think of the obstacles the Magi would encounter as they were searching for the king, we remember that every soul involves obstacles as they search for Christ. The woman who had the issue of blood, she had a problem. She had to press into the crowd to get to Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus, as they told him to be quiet and don't say anything, he had to cry the louder. Zacchaeus couldn't get to Jesus, so he climbed up a tree. There's obstacles to your faith, and there are always obstacles when it comes. There is an enemy that wants to keep you from God. But just like the Magi, they were unwilling to stop. They were unwilling to cease their search. You and I should be careful in our faith to seek for God, never to give up. Too many people give up before they find him. And they miss him. They miss him. They find that a simple obstacle of making a trek from the back of this church to the front of it, they find it a task that they simply cannot do. And they miss Jesus. All the while, they could have prayed where they were at and been saved. They don't have to be here to be saved. But if it's God drawing them to this place, then that's the obstacle to your faith. That is the challenge. That is the test of our faith and our belief in the gospel of Jesus Christ. When the wise men got to Jerusalem, they found out that there was not a king there. And what were they to do then? What would they do? Well, as they had inquired, as Herod had inquired of all of the smart folks concerning the prophecy of Jerusalem, they told him quickly, said, "Well, the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem." And so Herod told the Magi, he said, "Go and search for the young child. And when you found him," he said, "come back and tell me that I may go and worship him also." The obstacles they had were overcome by God's provision. The scripture said, when they heard the king, they departed. They left the king's palace. They left Jerusalem. And as they set out that night, the star began to move. The Bible said that they followed the star until it stopped over where the young child was. Is that not divine and miraculous in its source? Listen, if you ever get born again, it'll be because he brought you to the place of gospel. He brought you to the place of faith. He brought you to the place to where your hope in Christ would be set forth. The Bible said they had to obey. Now, the star moving, right? That was a phenomenon they hadn't seen. The star they could watch, and it was always in the same place, but not this day. As they left there that day, the Bible said that the star came and stood over where the young child was. And so there was something they had to do. They had to follow the star. Just like you and I that have to follow the gospel. We have to follow the call of Christ to come. And here, when they heard it, they followed him. They did just exactly what he said. What a similarity to truth today, when so many people are trying their best to find God through so many different ways, when all we have to do is obey the gospel of God. You see, the disciples had the Magi had a simple choice to make. Will we follow the star or will we not? And of course they did. If you're seeking him today, I'll encourage you to follow Jesus. Obey him. Obey him all the way to the point where you find him. As we close tonight, I'll just remind you that as the star stood over the place where the young child was, the Magi, having entered into the house, found the child with his mother Mary. And the scripture said they fell down and worshiped him. The goal had been accomplished. The deed had been done. Their heart's desire had been found. And that was Jesus. The same way that the star led them to Christ, the gospel leads you and I to Christ today. It's not hidden. It's miraculous in its nature. It requires faith. It requires obedience. And it requires you and I follow it to the place that we find Jesus for ourselves. Come and get a song. That's all I got. The similarity between the star and the gospel I find remarkable as I think about the grace that it took for God to create a star and show some wise men that a king had been born. And for them in faith to travel hundreds and hundreds of miles by camel or whatever caravan they traveled, they made their way until they found the place where he should have been. And not finding him there, they did not give up, but continued to pursue. And as they did, God led them to Jesus. You need Jesus today? I'm quite certain that God will lead you to Jesus. The Holy Spirit will lead you to Jesus. Follow him just as they found the star. I believe that you'll find Jesus today. If you need him, it's a simple invitation. Come. If you're not right with God, come. If the Spirit of God's dealing with you, come. Obey him. Do exactly what he said, and you'll find Jesus as your own. Stand with us as we sing.